The Long and Winding Road.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There are a couple of things happening today in the car-making world that are driving headlines. Parts maker Delphi is meeting in Washington with creditors, General Motors, and the Obama administration's auto task force to talk about reorganization. The task force has filed a motion to block a GM-Delphi agreement that could put its steering business in GM hands and a chunk of money in Delphi's. And GM's Swedish unit, Saab, has its first court hearing with creditors today. Detroit has made no bones about its desire to dump the subsidiary as soon as it can. But things on that front seem to be looking up. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, joins us right now. Stephen, not too long ago, it appeared Saab was down for the count.
That's right. GM threatened to dump it unless the Swedish government bailed it out. The Swedish government said, no, sorry, we can't afford it. GM said, well, we can't afford it either. And we're going to cut loose the company by January of the next year, just turn our backs on it, abandon it to its fate. Saab went for a kind of Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the company meets its creditors in court today.
And the creditors want their money back, Stephen. How are they going to do that?
Well, the creditors, of course, want their money back, but they're being asked to write off a big chunk of it. Saab says if they do, the European Investment Bank will put in about $600 million. GM itself will write off $400 million worth of debt and also let Saab keep some of its production equipment. So essentially, they're saying to the creditors, really, we can get through this. You're just going to have to write off quite a bit of the debt.
It sounds like their whole mentality now is upbeat. Is that right?
It is. And more surprisingly, the court-appointed administrator is sounding upbeat. He says there are 20 potential buyers looking at the company, and a deal is expected by June. The administrator says that with the restructuring that is currently underway, the company can lower its break-even level to about 130,000 cars a year. It'll be in profit by 2011. Pretty optimistic forecast in the current climate, but that's what the administrator is saying.
All right, our European correspondent Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
It is a short trading week with Good Friday capping things off. See if it's another week of gains for Wall Street. All signs pointing to higher markets today. The Dow was up Friday to close above 8,000 at 8017. NASDAQ and S&P shares were in positive territory as well. In Asia, the Hang Seng was up about 3%. The Nikkei gained about 1% on news that the Japanese government plans to unveil a new economic stimulus package there this week. In Europe, London's FTSE, well, it's flat right now. Same for the markets in Frankfurt and Paris. Sun Microsystems shares are lower in overseas trading today. That could be because things are getting dicey in the proposed IBM-Sun merger. It was supposed to be a $7 billion deal, but IBM pulled the offer over the weekend, and Sun nixed IBM status as exclusive negotiating partner. So no word on whether the deal is still a go.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
Bankruptcy continues to loom for General Motors. The company's new CEO, Fritz Henderson, was part of the Sunday talk circuit over the weekend and told NBC's Meet the Press that GM is prepared for anything.
Our preference is to do it outside of a bankruptcy process, but it would only be prudent to make sure that we're planning for, if we need to resort to that, that we can move, and we can move fast.
Meanwhile, it's been a week since Henderson's predecessor, Rick Wagner, stepped aside at the request of the Obama administration. Since then, we've seen this figure, $21 million, being thrown out as a value of his so-called severance package. But the words severance and value are in the eye of the beholder.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Let's talk to Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan about all this. Alan, you say Rick Wagner didn't get that golden parachute everyone thinks he did.
Well, it turns out that General Motors, for whatever reason, had a deal with its chief executive that said you will not get a severance package if you quit or get fired, which is very, very unusual. The thing that interests me is I keep reading that Wagner is getting a $20 or a $21 million package as he leaves GM, and that's really not true.
Why is it not true?
Because except for $360,000, which again is not chicken feed to you or me or most of the people listening, but in corporate America it's chicken feed, except for $360,000 or so, the rest of it is two pensions, and the bigger of the two is one he's unlikely to ever get.
So, Alan, is this another example of our sort of outrage mentality?
I think that's right. There are these two pensions that Wagner has, one of which pays something like $69,000 a year to him and his wife, you know, for the rest of their lives. That income is valued by GM at about $1 million. But the rest of it is a very large, what they call non-qualified pension, and he's very unlikely to get anything resembling the $19 million it's valued at, because it's in what's known in the trade as an unsecured obligation of General Motors. And if the company goes into bankruptcy or some sort of reorganization, all or almost all that money is going to be toast.
Are there other severance packages like this?
This is a very unusual thing. Wagner, to his personal credit, obviously decided that he would live without it and apparently never made a fuss. I mean, it is a sign of class. And since there are very few people saying anything even remotely decent about Wagner, I thought I would throw that in.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Steve.
Hey, share your thoughts with us inside our website, marketplace.org. The number's there. And, of course, our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.